Hello, it's the 12th of September. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Administrator Price, WaterhouseCoopers and the GMB Union have confirmed the permanent closing of all 408 Wilko locations, including those in Bedford and Kempston. The rescue plan from HMV UK owner Douglas Putman failed when product suppliers such as Unilever and Procter & Gamble demanded immediate payment for the debt incurred by the company. Other suppliers requiring 6 more weeks to provide shelf stock, increasing the cost of the deal and making it less attractive. The £13 million proposal for 51 store locations made by discount retailer B&M, which includes Bedford and Kempston, are for the emptied spaces only. Poundland and Home Bargains may purchase other Wilko assets, while the range seek to buy the rights to the Wilko brand. Founded as Wilkinson Cash Store back in 1930, its collapse will cost the economy over 12,000 jobs. A large 30-person brawl at Kenilworth Quarry near Dunstable last Sunday morning resulted in serious injuries to at least 2 people. Bedfordshire Police are appealing for witnesses. Biggleswade resident Matthew Waddle has been found guilty of murdering his ex-partner and mother of 3, Sarah Albone. Although the 35-year-old Waddle claimed he was not guilty, due to he and Miss Albone's toxic relationship, her body was found inside a suitcase placed in a wheelie bin behind her property. He will be sentenced on the 14th of September. A Bedford man sought for a return to prison yelled at a police officer passing by. He did this while seated outside a Bedford Town Centre eatery in broad daylight. He was promptly nabbed by the same officer. Bedfordshire Police mocked the offender's mindset and actions on social media. That's all from me today. However, I will be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.